after watching the movie, I could not stop staring at this guy. Just glances up from the road, just thinking like, what's that cloud doing?
Oh, you're in trouble now.
Why?
You're obsessed.
Welcome back to IMDb is Obsessed. I'm senior producer Alex Logan, and I'm joined by TV writer Gina Ippolito. Hey, Gina.
Hi, Alex.
We're going to talk about Nope in just a minute. We're super excited to talk about it. But right now, I am down at San Diego Comic-Con here for IMDb, a place we have been many times in the past, Gina. And I just want to ask, what's some of your favorite Comic-Con memories?
That's a great question. I will have to say in 2017, I walked around the Comic-Con floor with Harley Quinn Smith, Kevin Smith's daughter, and we spread fake rumors about Kevin being put in charge of major franchises like Star Wars and Superman. And then Harley would interview these people and say, so what do you think about the news that Kevin Smith is going to direct the next three Star Wars movies? And she was a great sport. Everyone else was a great sport. It was a really fun time.
Yeah, all the people you interviewed were shocked, but very polite and were mostly like, huh, well, that's the way they choose to go in. Okay, I guess, you know, it was a fun video. I like that one a lot.
I don't really know if he has the qualifications to do something like that.
I couldn't agree more.
I got to say, for mine, it was the year that Stan Lee came on the boat and Kevin and Stan tried to improvise a scene of Silent Bob and Stan, and Stan got the giggles and couldn't get through a line. And anything he tried to say, he would just start laughing. And Kevin is playing Silent Bob, so he can't say anything either. So just the two of them giggling at each other. It warmed my heart.
Yeah, Comic-Con's a good time. It's a good time every year.
Yeah, so we'll be down here for the full Comic-Con weekend. You can follow everything that we're doing here. We'll have breaking news from the panels, photos with celebrities who come onto our IMDb boat. We'll have video interviews with them as well. Head over to imdb.com/SDCC, that's San Diego Comic-Con, all weekend, and make sure to follow IMDb on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube to catch it all. All right, well, I guess it is time now to switch over to the topic of the day. And that is Nope. Are you ready for this?
I don't know. I think I am.
Well, we are going to get you ready for it, but we're not going to spoil anything for you from the movie. We want to contextualize it and give you a little bit of a preview to decide if you want to say yep to Nope. So, Gina, what say you? Is Nope a yep?
Yep.
I am also a yep. And that's our review. No, okay, let's talk about this. So this is from writer-director sketch comedy genius Jordan Peele. It's his third film after Get Out and Us, and it's definitely his most ambitious yet. It stars Kiki Palmer, Daniel Kaluuya, Steven Yeun, Brandon Perea, and Michael Wincott. And just the briefest of plot descriptions, Hollywood horse trainers Emerald and O.J. Haywood witness the unexplainable on their ranch, so they attempt to capture what they saw on film. Gina, we just saw this. We were white-knuckling it the entire time in an IMAX theater. What was your initial response? Besides, yep.
I loved it. I could not get enough of this. I think I need a spa day after this to de-stress from the 2 hours that I spent. We were sitting right next to each other, and I could hear that you were also holding your breath at the same parts that I was, because there were entire minutes where I would just go, oh, okay. I didn't realize I was holding my breath through that whole time. So it's awesome and very stressful in an awesome way. Early reviews on Twitter are great. I assume it's from people who also saw the same screening we did. The acting in it was awesome. The sound mix was awesome. The cinematography was awesome. Go see it in IMAX if you can. Yeah. But be prepared to white knuckle it the whole way through.
It was shot in IMAX, and it was made for an IMAX. It is gigantic. It is about spectacle. That is the theme. They're trying to capture a spectacle on film. And in that, Jordan Peele captures his own spectacles. He creates his own spectacles and he captures them. And, you know, only with the gigantic format of the IMAX and all of the sound that comes with it. Just kind of mind blowing. I got a chance to talk to Jordan Peele and the cast for this before I had seen the movie. So my guess was as good as yours about what was going on in it. But just kind of reacting to the trailer, I wanted to know what were some of the films that we should watch to get ready for Nope. And that's really what Jordan got into, is the spectacle of it. He said King Kong, The Wizard of Oz, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Brandon Perea, one of the cast members who plays a Fry's employee, a tech guy in this, who's really great. He said Jaws. And I think that's the kind of movie that this is. It is, you know, scary. There is a threat and you can't trust where it's coming from. And it is like larger than life, larger than anything you can believe. A lot like Steven Spielberg's Jaws.
Absolutely. I think that's a great comp for this, because you told me that you had asked Jordan and those guys afterwards. And as soon as you said Jaws, Close Encounters, all those movies, I was like, yeah, this makes sense. I will say it's definitely a different kind of scary suspense movie than Get Out or Us was. I consider Us very much a horror movie. And this is more, like there's that suspense. It's got a different vibe, a different style. Same great result that we've now come to expect from Peele. But I definitely went in sort of expecting a very straightforward horror and being pleasantly surprised that it was something entirely all its own.
Yeah, and we're able to entice you with the trailers, but not give away really what that is. The early trailers, you know, you couldn't tell anything that was going on. The second trailer is where we got the reveal that it was a UFO, that it was something from outer space. We were seeing something in the clouds. And that's actually where I got to talk to him about it and ask if you actually tipped me off to that Nope stood for not of planet Earth. And he admitted that it did. He said, yes, that is true. It's also what a black person would say when they saw a UFO coming. Nope. And which the characters in this do many times. And is very, very funny to watch. Daniel Kaluuya playing just an absolutely ice cold kind of guy. Just you know, such a steady character, and just look at something unbelievable and say, nope. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. And just like lock the car door very quietly. Incredible performance from him.
I want to go back and do a nope check. A nope.
How many times there were nope? Yeah.
And also with any Jordan Peele movie, I just want to go back and see what did I miss? Because he fills every frame with clues and homages and this and that. And I think that this was no different. But yeah, I definitely found myself sort of scrutinizing every single scene to be like, well, what's that in the background? It's just a tree.
Well, in the way that Jaws makes you afraid of the water, I would say Nope makes you afraid of the sky. It makes you afraid of clouds and what they could harbor. After watching the movie, I drove down to San Diego Comic-Con and, you know, California has very large, beautiful skies. It's where this movie was shot. And I could not stop staring at the sky. Just glances up from the road, just thinking like, what's that cloud doing? That cloud hasn't moved. And just starting to worry about things. And just on the note of Easter eggs, like you were talking about, Gina, all those recommendations that he gave are their own Easter eggs. I don't want to spoil it for you. We'll have to talk about this afterwards. But like when you think about why King Kong, The Wizard of Oz, and Close Encounters is kind of obvious. The other thing I love so much about it is that it's a movie about filmmaking. They are talking about spectacle. They're trying to capture a spectacle. Cameras are a big part of it. There's a cinematographer character. You know, there's a commercial shoot that you'd seen in the trailers. And he is talking about the process of making something that is a spectacle, and his characters in it are trying to capture it. And I just love when a filmmaker can reflect on that. Mm-hmm. And they can always tell a story that they're really connected to as a filmmaker, as a person who's making his third film, has learned all this from making two incredibly, incredibly just, you know, visual, amazing films that are spectacles in themselves. And now he's really like reflecting on that in a film about spectacle. And I love seeing something like that. It reminds me of like Brian De Palma's Blowout, which is a horror thriller with John Travolta that's like about a sound editor trying to put the puzzle pieces together about a murder. And it's all done like through the process of filmmaking. Tim Burton's Ed Wood is great for this. The Coen brothers have done it a few times. Barton Fink, Hail Caesar. But those are just kind of some of my favorites that are like filmmakers getting into the idea of filmmaking in a film.
Yeah, this was an element that I wasn't expecting. I mean, we see sort of hints of it in the trailer, but just like he did with Get Out and Us, there is a subtext to this. He doesn't just do a horror movie, or he doesn't just do a thriller. There's what's going on the surface, and then there's sort of the commentary underneath. And he's great at doing that commentary underneath without making it feel too preachy or too inside baseball, just a sort of lingering thought that it leaves you with afterwards that then you find yourself thinking about for the next month.
Yeah. I mean, it's still scary. It's not just, it's not preaching at you in any means. It's telling you a compelling, scary story that then is under your skin and in your mind and you can't really shake. I love that about it. It's so cool. And then on top of it, we stayed through the credits. And at the very end, there's no scene, unfortunately, but there is an advertisement to go visit one of the sets, which they have moved to Universal Studios Hollywood from the shooting location in the Valley. It's this old West town, very gimmicky, very cheesy, that one of the characters, Steven Yeun's character, owns and operates as this kind of like roadside attraction. They have lifted it and moved it to Universal Studios Hollywood, and it opens the same day as the movie. Today, you can see the movie at Universal Studios at City Walk, and then you can go visit the set, and it's a part of the tram tour, which I think is so cool.
Yeah, when you're back from Comic-Con, we're definitely going to check this out, right?
Absolutely. I can't wait. I used to have a Universal Studios pass. It's one of my favorite places to go. Yeah, I love that tram tour. It's going to be right next to the War of the Worlds set from the Tom Cruise movie with a crashed airplane. That's still there as well. It's cool.
All right. So that's our recommendation for Nope. Go see it in theaters. And like I said, see it in IMAX and be sure to tell us what you think. Tweet at IMDb using the hashtag IMDb is obsessed, or you can always email us at obsessedpodcast@imdb.com. And remember to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, if you want to see any of the shows, movies, or interviews we referenced in today's episode, just pop over to the show notes for a link to an IMDb list that'll point you to everything we name dropped.
Okay, I'm going to hop back into all things Comic-Con right now, which you can all at home follow along at imdb.com/SDCC. We've already dropped some awesome interviews and photos with the cast and creators on IMDb, but also make sure to follow IMDb on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube to catch all the great things that we're getting this weekend. We're going to be off next Friday recovering from Comic-Con, so we won't have a new episode of IMDb is Obsessed, but we'll be back the following Friday, August 5th, so we'll talk to you all then. In our week off, we get to visit Universal Studios Hollywood.
It's going
to
be an action-packed week.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.